The 18th chapter of Matthew, and most of the time when I've preached on this in the past, I've preached on the deal with forgiveness. Y'all pray for us. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 1,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid his hands upon him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then the Lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest now thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him unto the tormentors until he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall be my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brothers their trespasses. And this is to do with forgiveness and how the Lord has forgiven us and how we should forgive our brothers. And I realize that, but that is not exactly what is on my heart today, even though I think that's the truth and that's what it's talking about. But what is upon my heart is you'll find in the 7th chapter of Matthew, and the 12th verse, and this is called the Golden Rule. And it's been on my heart for 2 or 3 months. I ain't been able to get away from it. Thought I could a month or two ago, but I still ain't been able to get away from it. In the 12th verse, it says, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law of the prophets. And so we found over there a while ago where the one didn't have the money to pay his Lord, and his Lord forgave all the debt, and he had showed pity on him. He pleaded with him. He didn't have to pay. He was going to sell not only him and put him in prison, but he was going to sell his family off also. But then when his fellow servant come to him, and which owed him a whole lot less, he wasn't willing to forgive. And matter of fact, it said he took him by the throat. In other words, grabbed him. And he was angry, and he said, dare you pay me? And he cast him into prison until he was able to do it. Listen to me. I want to look at this a little bit about how the golden rule and how we're to treat others just like we expect them to treat us. And I was taught that from a boy. We wasn't big churchgoers when I was a child. But listen, I was always taught you treat people like you want them to treat you. And I believe that something somehow or another down through time we have lost. Somehow or another, we don't hold on to that no more. I hear people say all the time, they talk about how the younger generation is. I hear people say we never used to hear young people going into schools and shooting people. No, we didn't. I want you to know we was taught different back in the time. And listen to me, I'm not trying to get too much on you parents, but listen,
if you want to see things change, change the way you're teaching your children. I change to teach them to love one another. I to treat everybody like you'd want them to treat you. I want you to realize somehow we've got away from that, and it is killing us today. There's not a love for our neighbor anymore. The Bible says all the commandments hang on that we should love thy God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, all our brain, all of our thinking. And then knocking into that, we're to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We're to treat them like we want to be treated. Jesus said, if you did it unto these, the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. Listen to me. If you want to serve God, serve your brother. That's how you do it. You love them. You show them love. And through that, God sees how much you love him.
Amen. Amen.
People have changed. You say, yeah, well, sin's the same. Yeah, it is. But things have changed since I was a boy. When I was a boy, I grew up in a community where people loved one another. They cared about one another. If somebody had, they got hurt, they'd go help them get their crops in. If somebody was hurt, they would help them along. They loved and prayed for one another. I want you to know that you don't see that no more. I pay attention to silly things. I'm still a waver. I'm still that guy that you made. I'm going to wave at you, whether I know you or not. And it bothers me when people don't wave at me. Because I think I'm treating you this way. You ought to treat me that way. Listen, I love one another. Take time to wave at somebody. Speak to somebody when you're in Walmart. I was up there the other day, and a man, I was coming around the corner, and this was an older man. I walked around the corner. He was coming through there with his cart. I guess right here, going fast, and I promise you, if I had to fail backwards, he would have run over me. He didn't say, excuse me, get out of my way, or nothing. And I thought, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with people today? Is that why you want to be treated? That ain't the way I want to be treated. I can tell you right now, that ain't the way I want to be treated. I tell you how I want to be treated. When somebody walks up to come and visit in here, I want to tell them I love them. And I appreciate them coming. When I see somebody at Walmart I don't know, I don't care if I know them or not, I'm going to say, how you doing? If I'm getting in their way, I'm going to say, excuse me. I was taught when I was a boy, I didn't just say no or yes. I was taught, yes, ma'am, no, sir. I was taught this way. When I went to go spend the night with Sam, you know what my daddy told Josh? He said, if that boy Mr. Hayes, you treat him like you treat your own. You know what happened? I got whooped. Two or three different times, there was daddies that whooped me that wasn't my daddy. And today, you know what would happen? Matt would go whoop that daddy. You know what happened when I was a boy? Daddy whooped me when I got home. That's the difference today. We was taught to respect one another, to love one another, and respect your elders, and that's blew out the window. And then you say, why is everybody doing these crazy things? We're doing it because we've lost that. Well, I want you to know, well, where's love and whooping? If you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. Jesus Christ whoops us from time to time. When I run for my call to preach, I run 8 years. I went to Rocky Mountain on my call to preach. I told him my daddy had whooped me as a boy, and I mean he wore broad stripes to me when I was a boy at different times. But he had never whooped me like God had whooped me. And that finally got me to the point I was ready. Listen, when I was a boy, I would not go to school. They didn't come in there in the morning. He'd lay into me. He would not let me win. I've seen that man whoop me, and y'all may not like hearing this, but I'm ashamed of me, not my daddy. I've seen my daddy whoop me. I slept in the interstate room. It supposed to be in a dining room, I guess. It was attached to the kitchen, had a big door. Supposed to be in the dining table. There was mine and my little sister's bed. I've seen Daddy get up in the morning after working all night. He worked nights. I wouldn't get up and go to school, not because I was lazy. I just didn't want to go to school. And I wouldn't aim to go to school. Daddy'd come in yonder and he'd say, get up. I'd say, I ain't going to school. He'd say, you're going. I'd say, I ain't going. He'd lay in me with that belt. And I've seen that man whoop me and then go in there and sit at the table and drink his coffee and just shake. And just tears. He wouldn't let me win. He'd finish that cigarette, that cup of coffee. He'd come right back in there and he'd lay it again. He knew if he let me win, he would never be able to do anything with me. Same way with God. He loved me enough. My daddy loved me enough not to give up on me. And God loved me enough and still does not to give up on us, brother. He's still laying them stripes. When we get where we don't need to be, that's love.
Amen. Yeah.
You call it what you want. I call it love.
Amen.
When you let your children run your household, you're not loving them.
Amen.
You say what you want. You can get mad at me if you want to. Brother Roger told me the other day, he said, you're going to have to quit apologizing for offending people. Get mad if you want to. You letting your kids run your home, you're the problem.
Amen.
You're the problem.
Amen.
So what do we teach them? How do you want to be treated, brother? When you get done teaching up here, you want me to turn my head on you and just sit over here and go, man, why? Would you rather me come up there and hug you?
Amen.
That's how I want to be treated.
Amen.
So that's how I try my best to treat you.
The Bible over in Galatians chapter 6, it says, let's just go read it. We won't mess it up as bad. I won't be too much longer, I promise. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And then what was something I've preached on a lot here lately, bear ye one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ.
Amen.
He said, what do you do? Consider yourself. You treat them exactly like you'd want to be treated yourself. You consider yourself that you might be in this position sometime or another. I want you to know where to bear one another's burdens, how we're to do that, where to love one another just like we want them to love us. I should treat you in a way that's special, that's like Christ-like. When we come here, don't ever be rude to nobody. I'm so thankful for how this church has a heart that welcomes people. Don't ever change in that. I always make everybody feel welcome. I don't care if it is COVID. You may not feel to shake your hand, but at least tell them, thank them for coming and tell them you love them and appreciate them. Because ain't that the way you ought to be treated if you went and visited with them? It's the golden rule. Ain't what the Bible says, but that's what we've called it. That's how we're supposed to act. That's how I'm supposed to treat you. And that's how you're supposed to treat me.
Amen.
That's why it's gold. All the law and the commandments hang on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we should always consider ourselves as. And boy, sometimes it's hard. I'm just going to tell you, sometimes it's real hard. We're to love our enemies. Jesus said if they took your coat, give them your cloak also.
If they smack you, you turn the other cheek. Let them smack the other. You don't turn the other cheek and go, well, you know, you turn the other one where they can smack it also. That's hard to do. So, I've told y'all about one time I had to forgive somebody and never asked for forgiveness. That was hard to do. Have you ever had to do that?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Listen. What kind of person would I be if I didn't do the same thing? Listen, we're to forgive one another.
Amen.
We're to love one another. The Bible says that love will cover a multitude of sins. I was looking at what Peter said about that, and he said the way he put it was charity. First Peter in chapter 4, and he said, above all things, have a fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. That means be kind even though they're not kind to you. You go ahead and be kind. As every man hath received the gift, even minister to the same to one another, as good stewards of the manifold of grace of God. Now I'm going to go here and read one more, and I'm going to be done. I want to read out of Romans if I can find it. It's Romans chapter 7. I told you wrong. It's Romans chapter 12. And then we'll be done. In the 17th verse, recompense or render, and that's what that means, recompense or render to no man evil for evil.
Right.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly above, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For so doing, thou shalt heap a coals afar on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with what? Good.
Amen.
Overcome evil with love.
Amen.
Would you be happy if everybody treated you like you treat them? What about you? Would you be happy? You want to know what the problem is? It's how we're treating each other.
Amen.
I wouldn't always be happy if I treated everybody. Or if everybody treated me like I treat everybody. What's up with this? I used to wave at people. Now, every once in a while, you ever notice somebody comes on your side of the road, when they finally get over, they'll wave at you?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's
right. I appreciate that a lot more than I do when you pull up to four-way stop, nobody knows where to go, and you finally go, and then they give you this. And I don't even know what that is. And that makes me mad. Because I'm thinking, that's got to be bad, because I can see their face. So now when somebody does me that way, I think, should I go like it right there? Or should I just wave at them? Just show them love.
Amen.
Don't render evil for evil.
Amen.
I don't know where all this stuff come from. I really don't. It's just like in the last 20 years, all of a sudden we turned around and everybody's gone crazy. Sheila was coming up here earlier and she said, they got the flag flying upside down. And I said, well, the world's upside down. And she said, I believe that means a sign of distress. I said, amen.
It does.
Rightfully flying. Are we not in distress?
Amen.
Are we not living in peerless times where men think more of themselves than do God?
That's right.
Everybody's going like this right here.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever do that? Please don't do that to me. When you don't stop at the stop sign up there at the square, don't do that. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know whether to be mad, happy, or what. Y'all, when you leave here today, take time. When you meet somebody, just wave at them. And start teaching your children. If you ain't already. Listen. They all worry about bullying, and I do too. I don't know if there's a way of stopping it. But if you'll teach your kids at home, treat them like you'd want them to treat you. When I was a boy, I didn't fit in. I wasn't real smart. I wasn't athletic. I didn't have no looks. I just didn't have much going on. That's why I didn't want to go to school. I was picked on. Every day I went, I was always the one that had to go to special classes. I was one of the kids always talked about. I was that kid. Be careful how you treat kids.
Amen.
Listen to me. Listen to me, children. Don't be a bully.
Yeah.
Treat them and love them just like you would want them to treat you.
Amen.
You want things to change? Change it in your home. Start teaching your children to love.
Amen.
That'll work. It'll cover a multitude of sin. That's my little thought. And I pray I'll get over it now. If y'all don't care, we'll have another handshake. Just treat anybody different. Treat them just like you want to be treated. Treat them just like it was Christ. There was this note Glenn gave to me. I was out there. I had to find my glasses. We entertain angels unaware. It's not signed. This was left on her door. Hello. I just wanted to say thank you for having a covered porch. I appreciate the shelter from the rain.
Amen.
I miss the old days when I could have just sheltered in the house. But I'm really grateful for the roof here.
Amen.
I don't know who this person was. It ain't signed, but he stayed under our porch. Jesus said, foxes have holes.
Yep.
And birds have nests. But the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. I'm thankful that when somebody comes by, there's a little shelter. I miss the days, too, when the doors could be left unlocked and somebody could have just come in and slept. Don't you miss the old days? When everybody cared about each other.
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
That's my thought.